everyone. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, gardener, composter, horticulturalist, mom, entrepreneur, artist, and Dr. Bug Lady. And it is my pleasure to have Michael Nolan, the garden rock star, as my guest this hour. What he has to say absolutely rocks. I'll always love to hear from you, and when you call in during this hour, I'll be sending you a free gift of biological mosquito control, BTI, Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis mosquito dunks. Each package comes with six dunks, with each one lasting approximately 1 month. You can use them in ponds, bird baths, compost piles, water gardens, flower pots, swamp coolers, unused swimming pools, old tires, and anywhere water may collect. There is no better alternative to protect your family, pets, horses, and livestock from disease-carrying mosquitoes. Here's the number to call if you have a question, tip, or comment for me or Michael, the garden rock star. 855-660-4261. Let me give that to you one more time because it's kind of a strange number. 855-660-4261. Let me tell you about Michael Nolan, the garden rock star. He's the author of I Garden Urban Style, a book based heavily on his over 30 years of experience with gardens and gardening in urban and suburban environments. In 2009, Michael founded the Riverside Community Garden in Northwest Atlanta, Georgia. He's been featured in the New York Times, IC Magazine, that's EYEC Magazine, Eco Salon, and Horticulture Magazine Online, just to name a few. He's also the founder of Grow Right, that's Grow, W-R-I-T-E, Magazine, which is an online publication devoted to garden and food writers and educators, as well as working to form a nonprofit organization called Regrow Together. That's R-E-G-R-O-W, Together, that is dedicated to helping rebuild gardens that were destroyed by natural disaster. And I love that. In the industry, Michael Nolan is known as the garden rock star. His fresh, young approach to gardening and outdoor pursuits welcomes a new generation into a realm previously thought to belong to groups much older. His talks on topics ranging from organic gardening and sustainability to food ethics and obesity are engaging, informative, and entertaining. And it's with the utmost of appreciation, gratitude, and praise that I welcome Michael Nolan to the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
Wow, now that was an introduction. Sherry, how are you? I'm doing great.
Well, you're a rock star. I mean, you know, it's not every day I have a rock star on the show. Oh, my goodness. And you're good looking, too. I checked you out online. So for all you people that like good-looking garden rock stars, definitely want to go to Michael's website. What's that website, Michael, by the way? We need to make sure everybody can follow along.
Well, my primary website is thegardenrockstar.com.
There you go, thegardenrockstar.com.
That's where they can learn about me, thegardenrockstar.com. But I do my blogging on a different website. That's myearthgarden.com.
See, I didn't know about My Earth Garden. I did check out your blog, though. Somehow they interlinked, or I picked up on some of the old ones that were there. And you are a great blogger. And, boy, the stuff you have to talk about is what everybody needs to know. That's all I can say. Hey, let's get right down to what are you growing these days in your garden? I mean, you're over there, and you're in Georgia where it, everything grows there. It's beautiful.
It is, and being in the Southeast especially, I'm blessed because here we have the luxury of a longer growing season than a lot of people do. So, you know, not only do we get to grow incredible tomatoes and peppers and things like that, we can actually extend the growing season sometimes by twice as much. So, you know, so we can grow a lot longer into the year. I always grow tomatoes. Tomatoes are my passion when it comes to food gardening. So anytime you see me gardening, I'm going to have tomatoes around. I do have tomatoes going. I've got some peppers and lots of herbs and, let's see, eggplant. And I've even got some flowers going this year. For the first time, I'm gardening with, you know, with an eye on aesthetics more so than I have in the past.
the aesthetics are so important. It just makes you so happy when you go out there. And the great thing is it helps attract the bees, and it just creates such a nice balance. I like the feng shui of the garden.
Definitely.
So, tell us a little bit about, you know, what's the rest of your background, how you got into gardening, and then we'll really want to just jump right into all the great things that you've been doing.
Well, let's see. The short version of who I am and where I came from. I've been gardening literally all my life. I grew up in it. My grandparents on both sides were gardeners. I have grandparents in North Carolina, and I've got grandparents that were from Alabama. So they were all in the South. But I learned gardening from two different camps. I learned how to do it in a suburban backyard and in a more rural, larger 2-acre space, you know, growing up. So I had my hands in the dirt as young as a toddler. I got that fever very young, and thankfully never got rid of it.
Exactly. I think every time I talk to someone who is passionate about gardening, we've all been lucky enough to have had grandparents that inspired us. And of course, I know I want you to talk a little bit about this when we come back from our break, about how our parents' generation sort of forgot about gardening. And so I'm so thankful, like you are, that I had at least one grandparent that I grew up with that was a gardener. And you know, we were always out there with grandma, helping her, you know, whatever it was that she had us doing, pulling weeds or harvesting or watering or, you know, I don't know. We were just always out there with her. And it just, boy, what a difference it made in our lives.
Yes, it definitely does.
Without a doubt. So let's talk about your book, I Garden Urban Style. This is pretty amazing, this book. And I think it's so important because so many people, are mystified by gardening and they don't feel they have enough space. And so let's talk about that, this wonderful book that you've written.
Well, I really lucked out when it came to that book. The publisher came to me. They approached us because of a website that I was writing that was basically in a blog format. But I'd written for this website for quite some time, and the publisher approached us because they really liked the feel and the way that we were approaching gardening and trying to reach out to a new audience. We were approaching gardening not as, how do I put it, not as the tedious, you know, the monotonous thing that you have to go out and you have to do all these things like your grandparents did. It's more as a leisure pursuit. And, you know, people that are our age and even younger, they kind of look on things like gardening as being a very chore driven kind of a pursuit. And we wanted people to be able to see it as something that they could do when they get off of work in the evening to unwind and relax and spend some time outdoors.
It's a great alternative to the two martinis, right?
Oh, well, no,
you can still have your
martinis. You can do martinis in the garden.
That's right, that's right. But it is true. There's nothing more luxurious and wonderful than coming home after a long day of doing something else, work, and hanging out in the garden. It's a wonderful
thing. Plus, if you're growing, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables in the garden, think about it. If you're growing cucumbers, you could have a cucumber martini.
Now we're talking.
There you go.
I haven't even had breakfast, but I'm telling you. No, it's that for me. That's the best part. I come home, and we pick right out of the garden, and then we decide what we're going to have for dinner based on that. And to me, that is the most fun of all, and it's so fresh and delicious. Speaking of delicious, though, we're going to have to take a delicious break here. And when we get back, we're going to spend some more time with Michael Nolan, the garden rock star. If you have a question for us or you'd just like to comment, give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener, and my guest today is the amazing Michael Nolan, the garden rock star. Say, if you guys are looking for some great sales right now, we have them. Take a look at arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics with an s.com. When you get there on the homepage, click on the top picks and go down to what's on sale. We have all sorts of things on sale right now. Mosquito control products, horse care products, pet care products, and best of all, our organic gardening kits. So definitely take a look at Arbico-Organics for some of those great sales. Michael, welcome back. And I'm just, again, so delighted to have you on the show. Let's talk about, just so people understand, what urban gardening is. And for those of you who are listening, you know, if you have a question about gardening, you want to know what's wrong with your plant, or if there's a bug you'd like to hear about, this is the time to give us a call, because you've got Michael Nolan, the garden rock star, on the phone. So it's 855-660-4261. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about urban gardening. How is it different? Why do people want to do it? And tell us all the wonderful reasons that we should be doing it.
Well, urban gardening is gardening. I mean, it's not different in that regard. The thing that makes urban gardening different is the location and the different challenges that can come along with being in the various forms of the urban environment. I spent several years living in New York City, for example. And, you know, obviously I had no ground, dirt space to grow on. I had a terrace off of my apartment, though. So I was able to grow tomatoes on my terrace in a 12th floor apartment in New York City, which ironically is where my nickname, the Garden Rockstar, came from. The rock star part, I was a musician when I lived in New York, and my manager came to visit my apartment one day, and when she went out on the terrace, she saw all of my tomato plants. And she said, "Well, aren't you just the garden rock star?" And we laughed about it for a few minutes, and I realized that it was a catchy idea, and thus the garden rock star was born.
I love it. And it is. You are a rock star because, I mean, when you think about, there you are growing this amazing, beautiful crop, if you will, of tomatoes in the smallest of space and harvesting right there and in this huge city that you would think would be the least likely and last place anybody would be able to grow anything. I mean, it is amazing. And in particular, New York, there people are so excited about gardening. I get to go and visit every now and then, and it seems like the more I go, the more I see that people are, they're cultivating every little space they can just about. And I mean, there's nothing more exciting and more fun than gardening. We know that.
Definitely. And you know, when I was in New York, I mean, you know, people were excited about fresh produce and they were excited about gardening, but it wasn't really the huge movement that it is now. I mean, you know, I have now been gone from New York for 10 years. 10 years this month, as a matter of fact. I left on my 30th birthday, which is 10 years ago. I'm not going to help anybody else with that math to let you know how old I'll be this month. But
39, of course.
Exactly. Oh, no, I'll be 29 for the rest of my life. But when, you know, in that time, in the last 10 years, there are rooftop gardens all over New York and Brooklyn, and farmers markets are even bigger now than they were then. And people are growing on their fire escapes and their terraces and their front porch stoops. And even, you know, herb gardens in their kitchen windows, if that's the only space they have available. That's what excites me, is that people are looking for new ways to make use of any available space to grow something that's going to be beneficial. I prefer if people are growing something that's going to be edible, you know, because that's something that's going to carry on beyond just the aesthetics. They're going to be able to use those chives or that basil in the dishes in the kitchen, and that's going to encourage them to want to grow more, because they're going to be able to say, you know, not only did I grow something that looked really good, but it tasted really good. And when I get compliments on that marinara sauce that I made with fresh tomatoes and fresh basil, that's going to make me feel so good about myself that I'm going to want to keep doing it.
Exactly. It's all about the taste, totally about the taste. I mean, there's just nothing like a tomato that you've grown. I love heirloom tomatoes. I experiment with them all the time, and there's just nothing like that you're describing. And the same thing, it's so disappointing to go to a restaurant. You're like, oh, man, this doesn't taste it like anything. It's just this, you know, hydroponic cellulose stuff. It looks pretty. No taste at all, though.
That's right. And that has always been my problem with tomatoes, is that I have grown them for so long, and you know, and I grew up on homegrown heirloom tomatoes, that I won't buy them in the supermarket anymore, because I know they're not going to taste the same, if they taste like anything at all, and the consistency is not going to be right, and the texture is going to be off. And I'd rather not have it at all than to be disappointed by something that was not, you know, homegrown and grown in good conditions. So I know that that rich flavor and that texture is going to be there. Because if the flavor and the texture isn't there, you have to wonder what's going on with the nutritional value, you know, of these foods.
Totally. One of the things we talk about a lot here on the show is that we talk about BRICS, actually, which is sugar, plant vitality, and the higher the BRICS, the more delicious the food is that we're going to be enjoying when we eat it. But most interesting about it is that the healthier the plant, the higher the BRICS, and insects will not suck, chew, or perforate a plant with a high BRICS because they cannot expel gas. And so it's very interesting when you pick a fruit or a vegetable that you've grown that's in the peak of its health, and of course you determine the health by how delicious it tastes, that fruit or vegetable really never rots. It will dehydrate. It never rots. And in my drawer at work, I have a 20-year-old orange. I have a 15-year-old avocado that they never rotted because they were homegrown and they had such a high BRICS. We're going to take another break. I can't believe the time goes by so fast. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some topics that people are really interested in, like obesity, malnutrition, and kids. So don't go away. Give us a call at 855-660-4261 if you have questions about your garden. We'll be back soon.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify identify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. Easy, E-A-S-Y, environmentally and sustainably yours. And say, if you have a celebration of any type, whether it's a wedding or a just a backyard birthday party, whatever it might be, you may want to think about celebrating with ladybugs. This is a wonderful trend that people are releasing ladybugs, and we've got the ladybugs for you. So if you want to do that, give us a call at 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS, or you can go online and order your ladybugs for your ladybug celebration at arbico-organics.com. My guest today is the amazing Michael Nolan, also known as the Garden Rockstar. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you.
So let's talk about this issue that everybody is so concerned about, obesity. Excuse me, malnutrition in kids. What's the problem and what's the solution? What are we going to do?
Well, I think the problem is pretty evident to anyone who stops long enough to really look objectively at what's going on around us. I mean, we have seen such a boost in our generation, in just this last generation, in fast food establishments and the amount of food that's being eaten outside of the home. And I mean, the number of video games and televisions in the home now, and all of those things are contributing to people eating more, and they're eating a lot more of food that's not necessarily good for them. I'm not saying everything that you eat outside the home is bad for you, because that's not true. But you know, the vast majority of it is fast food, which, as we all know, is not something that is known for its nutritional value.
I mean, people just eat out of boredom. Yesterday, I went to see a family member who, unfortunately, has gone into hospice, and the little grandchildren were there, and I would say one of them is about 7 years old, the other one is about 3 years old, and the entire time that we were there about 2 hours, the two children just sat on the couch watching the television or playing the video games, and I thought, you know, what happened to going outside and playing and you know, just getting some exercise? I could just see this as this is probably something that goes on in homes all across the U.S. Kids are just sitting around, and then when they get bored, they eat. And what do they eat? They eat processed foods that aren't very healthy for us. And then
That's
obesity.
That are being mass marketed to kids quite often.
Exactly.
I mean, I know you can relate to this. I know you'll be able to relate to this, although I'm sure you're much younger than I am. But when I was growing up, the worst thing that a kid could say was, "I'm bored." Because
absolutely,
if I ever said I'm bored in front of my parents or my grandparents,
outside.
Yeah, get outside. And, you know, lucky for me, it was get outside and weed the garden, or get outside and pick some tomatoes or cucumbers for dinner or something like that. So, you know, so I did have that. And I'm not saying I was a picture perfect child, and I wasn't. And even as an adult, you know, I don't always eat things that are the best choice for me. But the harsh reality is that in the United States right now, we have got two major epidemics in our children. We have obesity and we have malnutrition. Now, those individually are scary enough, but in the same child, we can have both at the same time. We have got children in this country who are obese and malnourished, and it's because they're growing up on a diet of fast food and convenience, so-called convenience foods, that are devoid of any kind of nutrition. So their growing bodies are not getting the nutrients that they need, but they're getting bigger. And they're putting on fat. So, you know, they're appearing to be getting enough to eat, or, you know, too much to eat, when the reality is they're not getting any food that's beneficial.
They're starving, and they appear to be overweight at the same time. And it's a very tough situation.
Yeah, one of the talks that I give in my public speaking engagements, the title is a little tongue in cheek, but I do it intentionally to get people's attention. The title of that one is called "Help, We're Fat and Starving to Death." And you know, I get people that are up in arms when they just hear the title, you know, because they might have a problem with their weight, or their kids might have a problem with their weight, and they don't like the fact that I'm poking fun at it, when in reality, I'm not making fun of it at all. I'm making fun of the fact that people will use any excuse to look, you know, they will use any excuse they can to avoid looking at what's actually causing the problem. You know, the fact is that we know we'll be healthier if we eat a better diet. But we don't want to, because the Twinkies are good and the sodas are good.
I mean,
they're so much better as a child to eat, you know, to eat a bag full of candy than, you know, to have some fruit.
When you think that just a can of soda has over 12 tablespoons of sugar.
It's insane.
It's like all your calories for the whole day, and they're empty. What they, you know, empty calories. I know we were just a few weeks ago, we were talking about how 30% of our population is considered obese and 9% morbidly obese, and the enormous stress that it puts on us financially as a country when you think about the all of the health issues that come from being morbidly obese and even just being obese. You can't move. You can't do this. You can't do that. You need knee surgery. You've got heart issues. You know, you can't think straight. How in the heck are you going to garden if you can barely move? I mean, it just goes on and on, and you can just see the enormity of the issue And it's nobody's fault, you know. It's not no one's fault. It's just we've got to help people make better choices. We talk a lot about how at Arbico Organics that our job is really to help people vote with their dollars, make other choices that make better sense for their health, the health of their families, and for everyone's health, because when somebody feels good, they contribute to their community. They can work, they can play, they can have a relationship, they can visit their family. I mean, you know, when you think of all of the positive effects of just being healthy, it goes on and on. And especially when we're talking about children, the children that we're bringing up, how are they going to function in the future?
Yes, and when you were talking about the, you know, the weight and the health related diseases and problems that we've got, we call those lifestyle diseases, which it's sad that we even have a name for problems like that. But we know there is evidence, you know, scientific evidence that tells us that if we eat better, if we live a better lifestyle, including what we're eating and getting some kind of physical activity, that we are going to be less at risk for things like type 2 diabetes and heart disease and cancers and stroke and depression. And all of those things can be directly impacted by our weight and what we're eating. We know this. There is direct evidence that this is the case. But we'd rather blame other things for the fact that we are a diabetic because we're 50 pounds overweight and because we, you know, we live on a diet of foods that are not doing anything for us but making us thicker and bigger.
Exactly. So, you know, we only have a couple of seconds here, so we're going to have to take a break. But when we come back, I'd really like for you to share with us what the solution is. How can we turn this thing around? So we're going to come right back. Don't go away. We've got lots more to talk about.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera-Day-Frye. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. And my guest today is Michael Nolan, the garden rock star. Say, if you have a question for Michael, here's the number to call, 855-660-4261. We've got our last segment here, and when you call in today, you're going to receive as our gift a 6-pack of mosquito dunks, biological mosquito control. So do call in if you do have a question. Michael, we're talking about childhood obesity. How are we going to get this thing fixed? What are we going to do?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the number one focus has got to be on re-educating people, starting with young people, about food and about eating. We've got to start looking at food as fuel again, and not just as filler, not just as something to stuff our faces with. And that can be accomplished. I'm an example of the fact that kids can learn about eating and about food from a very young age, because that's what happened with me. You know, I didn't always eat the right things, but growing up around gardening and around fresh food, I learned a different respect for food. And, you know, I was in a generation where I did learn what a tomato was. And I do know that tomatoes are in ketchup. And there's, you know, things like that. Kids today, you can show them pictures of fresh vegetables and they don't even know what they are. So the first thing we have to do is to start making sure that kids know what real food is, and they know that processed convenience foods are not really food. They're just something that's like a food product. And if we get them in the garden, if we get them outside, we're accomplishing two things. Number one, we're educating them. We're teaching them science by, you know, showing them that from this seed and this sunlight and this water, we can create a plant that will grow produce that we eat. And so we're teaching them science by doing things like that. We're getting them outside, which is getting them exercise and fresh air and getting them away from the television and the computer and the video games. And like me, you know, as a child, they will see those things, and some of them, not all of them, not everybody's going to be crazy about gardening like I am, but kids are going to be passionate about food again, and they're going to respect food, and they're not going to just eat all the time, like you were talking about earlier, you know, where kids will just eat out of boredom.
Yeah, there's my first experience, for many years, I thought that spinach came out of a can. I had no idea that spinach was grown, you know, or what it looked like when it was being grown or anything like that, because I wasn't always with my grandmother, and we traveled actually overseas, which is interesting, the country of Panama. Can you imagine where everything grows there? And yet, I'd never seen what a real artichoke looked like. I'd only seen artichokes marinated in a little jar. And, I never knew what asparagus looked like either. I just thought it came in a can or in a jar because that's how my mother always served it. Yet we did have gardens, but we didn't garden those types of things. And I mean, I was in college when I saw my first real artichoke. It was my future husband. He invited me over for dinner and he made artichokes, and I was like, wow, these are amazing. I had no idea. And of course now we grow our own artichokes and our own spinach and everything that we eat pretty much. I'm sure my story is not unlike a lot of people's stories, that, you know, they thought spinach came out of a can because Popeye ate it.
Right, Popeye. That's the marketer.
That's
the way spinach has to come out, because that's what Popeye, that's what Popeye does.
And I remember we tried to swallow it whole without, just like Popeye did. Good thing we didn't take up smoking a pipe, but, in any case, your blog is just so delightful. I just hope that everybody can get a chance to look at it. You say, in the space of just a couple of generations, our society has lost what was once the common everyday knowledge required to feed itself. If that is advancement, I will happily move forward to moving backward. I've always been a bit of a history buff, and I'm more than happy digging up the past, which is just so charming the way you say that. So we're talking about the solutions. You're saying we've got to get the kids out there. We were all sort of, I don't want to use the word victim because that's not the right word, but we certainly were brainwashed by the USDA food pyramid, where, we had a lot of stuff that looked like it was the healthy stuff. And people have to realize that all of that was funded by the different food industries, and somehow they got those posters into every classroom in every school across the U.S., and God only knows where they've exported them to. I mean, I lived in the country of Panama. We had U.S. schools there, and they were there too. So it's no one's fault. I mean, people followed what they thought was good and healthy for their children, and it was convenient.
Well, it is someone's fault. We just don't have anyone specific we can blame it on. But, you're talking about the food pyramid from when we were young. Even the changes that they've made in recent years, where they've changed it, what is it, to a plate now? And it's like percentages. And that's, to me, that's even more confusing.
Totally.
And when people ask me, and I get it all the time because I talk so much about food and nutrition, they say, well, how do we know how much we're supposed to be eating? And how much is too much, and how do we know we're not getting enough? And I can only go from my own experience, because I'm not a scientist. I am just a guy who loves food and loves gardening, and I want to feel good, and I want to feel good about myself. And for me, the answer is to listen to my body. I don't feel well when I've eaten a pint of ice cream. It tasted good when I did it, but the 1,100 calories I just consumed, I don't feel well. I feel bloated. I don't feel like doing anything. I want to take a nap. And everybody feels that way. But when you eat fresh food, when you're eating foods right out of the garden, whether they're raw in a salad or even if you're cooking them, your body responds to the nutrients that you're getting. You know, and that's an energy that's not like the sugars that you're getting in a candy bar or in a sports drink. And your body reacts to it favorably, and you feel better, and you feel lighter, and you have more energy that lasts longer. So
exactly.
Listening to your body is more important to me than paying attention to a food pyramid or a plate and the percentage of how much of this color vegetable or that. To me, eat less outside of your home. Definitely eat less fast food and candy, and your body is going to respond favorably. You're going to feel better, you're going to look better, and you're going to be healthier as a result.
More productive, and all of that just makes you happy, and everybody wants to be happy. Say, we've only got a couple of minutes. I do want to make sure. I know one of the things that you are just, that's dear to your heart is starting with seeds versus seedlings, and I'd love you to talk a little bit about that because I think it's really important for our listeners. Why seeds versus seedlings? And I know neither one is right or wrong, good or bad, or any of that kind of thing, but just your opinion about it.
Well, I do both. I do prefer personally to start from seed whenever it is feasible. You know, there are times when space is a consideration or time is a consideration, especially depending on where you are in the world and how, you know, how long of a growing season you might have. For example, in the South, for me to grow tomatoes, I start tomato seeds in January indoors. And I grow a lot of tomatoes historically, so I start a lot of tomato seeds. But I realize that people who are growing in urban environments, especially in apartments and condos, don't have a lot of space. And trying to grow things like that from seed when they don't have much indoor space to begin with might not be something that's going to work for them. So seedlings are not the devil. They're not, you know, anything that's going to be bad. What's most important is whether you're growing from seed or seedling is to know the source.
There you go.
Know where they're coming from.
That's the important part.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
We're going to have to wrap it up with you, Michael. Thank you so much for joining us. It's just been a great show, and we're going to have you back on the program again. And for those of you, we're going to have another great speaker next week.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.